Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Like to drive that music. How are you? Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman I love working with each and every week. He's a man, he's an icon, he's a pro football legend with the Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants. He had a brief, couple of breaths and maybe a cup of coffee with the New England Patriots. I'm talking about the star, acting superstar, icon, Hunter, and so many other great roles. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yeah,
Fred
there
Dreyer.
You go.
There you go,
attaboy.
Fred. How are you?
Yeah, boy. It was a bowl of chowder that I was up there for.
That's good. I like that. How are you doing this week? How's your week going?
I'm good. I'm, we're just cruising along here. My daughter is actually literally moving into another house right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Well, yeah. They want their own house, and it's a great house. It's in Oklahoma, and it's what I would call an opportunity you had to take.
Yeah, well, when you get a chance to own a house, you definitely would do that. And she's got the daughters living there with her, right?
So far, yeah. You know, yeah, how 18-year-olds are.
You know we've got, what do we have coming up? The OKC, if she lives in Oklahoma City, is she pulling for the Pacers?
You know, I think she's too busy to pull for anything.
There you go. Well, we got a big day in sports, a lot of stuff. Corey Marino, JD, Jeremy Dayton, putting together a lot of great stories and stuff for us. The news just starts rolling around here in sports. I like this time of year. It's a Stanley Cup playoffs.
Agree.
It's a basketball, right?
Yeah.
Football, hearing about trades and things and signings and name, image, and likeness things. And, of course, baseball, you're hearing about the terrible umpiring. So it's really my favorite time of year.
Well, you know, we'll get into this umpiring thing a little bit later.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is going to explode on Major League Baseball because you can't be... I saw the game between the Dodgers and the Padres, and you can't get that bad.
That's true. It's so true, Fred. It's like even the announcers just sort of turn their guts up at it when they go ahead and see what's going on. We're going to take a break, come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Radio Show. Coming to you nationwide, coast to coast on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, and radio stations around the country. Also, don't forget we do a podcast after the show. You want to catch that, that we post it wherever you get your great podcasts. And this week, I decided my brother was in town, James B. Horn, and I invited him to come into the studio and just quietly sit next to you, Fred, and make sure things go according to Hoyle. So, everybody, if you're watching the video that we put up there on YouTube and on Roku and on Facebook Live, my brother James B. Horn is in studio with Fred Dreyer. Hope it's not going to bother you at all, Fred.
Why didn't you ask me this about an hour ago?
I'm sorry. I didn't. Had no idea. All right, let's talk about some of the breaking news this week, Fred. Jeannie Buss is selling the Lakers to Mark Walter and the Dodgers and the Guggenheim family. What do you think?
Well, they have to. I mean, it's now worth $10 billion, and as opposed to four or six, I think it came in at $6 billion, the value of the Lakers. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that regard. I think Jeannie needed help running and making decisions. That's just my opinion. They're stuck with this LeBron situation, and I don't know. I think perhaps there's a struggle and within ownership to decide what are they going to do. I mean, you know, they got to protect, what's his face, the guy that got in the trade for
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic, and so I don't know. I think that you know, if they're going to make some moves, they better make them now. They've got a huge cash infusion, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think, you know, the you know, this whole thing, it's really a surprise. I guess this might have been worked on for a while, the Buss family entering into the agreement, selling majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers to Mark Walter, the CEO of the holding company TWG Global, and also the primary owner and chairman of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Apparently, Walter has interests in multiple professional sports operations, the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Sparks, the Billie Jean Cup, the Cadillac Formula One team, professional women's hockey team, and the Lakers have been in the Buss family since Dr. Jerry Buss bought them in 1979, and apparently Walter has been a stakeholder, a shareholder in the Lakers since 2021. I was not aware of that. Were you?
No, I wasn't, and I'm... It doesn't make any difference, you know. The real value of that conglomeration is Dodgers and the Lakers.
Yep.
And what we want to see is how fast they can make some decisions and what those decisions will be moving forward into the next year.
Yeah, you think about Dr. Jerry Buss, the purchase of the Lakers in 1979. He paid $67.5 million. That's a lot of money in 1979. But Dr. Buss turned the Lakers into one of the most famous sports franchises, not only in Los Angeles, in all of sports. They selected Magic Johnson, the number one overall pick that same year in the 1979 NBA draft. That was a big deal. The Lakers went on to NBA Finals, what, nine times, Corey? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, they've had a bunch of final teams, nine from 1980 to 1991 with Johnson, Kareem, Pat Riley, the Showtime era. It's been a long and storied history for the Lakers under the Buss family.
Well, five championships from 1980 to 1991.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's a great track record. I do believe that Jeanne, you know, going through the arguments with her brothers and grabbing hold of the daily operations and being responsible for everything that's basketball.
Yeah.
So I'll hold my opinion until this move plays out. There's something else another shoe to drop here pretty soon. I don't know.
You know, you mentioned the big contracts that they signed not only in basketball, but they signed them in baseball and in football now, 10-year deals. How do you know these guys aren't going to stink after 2 years? I mean, you look at some of these baseball contracts they sign. Guy has 1 year or something. They come back, well, let's get him in free agency. They sign him for 10 years, and next thing you know, the guy barely can bat an apple out onto the field over there and eat it. It's like, you know, sometimes there's a problem.
Well, it'll be interesting. This Dieters, is that his name? The guy that the Giants got from Boston?
Oh, the Boston. We didn't talk about
Rafael
that trade, did
Devers.
We?
Yeah, Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
You know, this guy.
I like Dieter, but Rafael Devers is
his name.
We
can call him anything we want.
That's right.
I know that the baseball team does. The Red Sox. They call them anything they want every day.
The Red Sox signed him to what was it? 10 years? How much money there, Corey?
Yeah, it was
30.
Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's 30. It's 30. 30 million a year, I think.
Yeah, it was 30 million a year for 10 years, and he was 2 years in.
Hey, and already they had problems with him. He didn't want to play as a DH or something. What was he having a problem with, Corey?
Yeah, he was the third baseman, and they said in the beginning of the offseason that he was going to play third base. And then the Red Sox signed Alex Bregman, a prominent third baseman from the Astros.
That's a winner.
The cheater. So they signed him, and so they asked Rafael Devers to move to DH, and he wasn't that happy about it because he wanted to play in the field. And then, even though they promised him third base, so then he did it, and he started off a little slow hitting, and then he became the third most in RBIs by this point now. And then they asked him to move to first base because their first baseman got hurt, and he's like, "You guys don't even know what you want to do with me, and you don't really value me."
That's right.
And so then he got traded, and now he's on the Giants. And in the first press conference, he said, "I'll play third base, I'll play first base, wherever they want me, as long as they want me."
Yeah, where they want him.
Well, that's one thing, but something stinks there. I'll just say that there's nothing kosher there in San Francisco, but at the same time, you've got
You've it's got a big move.
You've got a guy there who is terribly qualified to play anywhere in the field. Why has this now become a question mark? Can he play the first base, and will he?
Or play third, yeah. He wouldn't. He was a little upset about that. Something stinks. It was in Boston because they traded for Alex Bregman, and the first thing Bregman asked for was, how many trash cans can you put behind home plate for me so I can hear? And so he could pound on it and tell you whether it's a fastball or a curve coming at you at the plate. I'll tell you, it's crazy. So, yeah, we're going to get more into that Devers trade a little bit. But the Lakers three-peated. They were, I didn't realize this. I forgot, 2000, 2001, 2002, Shaq and Kobe were on that those teams. Jerry Buss passes away in 2013. The Lakers get taken over. The Suns run it for a while. Genie takes it over. LeBron James, Anthony Davis there. Luka's now with the team. What do you do with a big contract now? You think LeBron's going to, he seems to pull back and grab a little more, but he is getting old, Fred.
Who's getting old?
LeBron James.
Well,
LeBron James.
Yeah. Well, he can get old on my dime as long as he's continued to be a stalwart.
There you go.
And the team, I think, should do pretty well. But they're going to have to make another move.
Something. You're right.
Are they going to use deferred payments now? Is the question.
Well,
because that's what the Dodgers do, and that's
Model the Dodgers use is has not gone by the wayside. I mean, people realize one thing, that they've got a ton of money and a ton of basketball expertise now.
Get your comments into our chat room on Facebook Live. We do it live on the Facebook Live. And then the video is also on our CRN YouTube channel. You can watch the Fred Dreyer Show. You can meet my my brother, James B. Horn, who is with us in studio.
Does he carry a gun?
Yeah, he's been known to. It's got a silencer on it. We'll be back with more right here on the one and only Fred Dreyer Show.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back nationwide, coast to coast, the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only acting a legend, Hunter, Land's End, so many other great movies and TV shows. Recently on NCIS is one of the ultimate bad guys I've ever seen on that show. But, you know, we all go to the other side there as we get a little older. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, the photograph there up on the screen.
Yes. My brother.
Your brother, yeah.
James B. Horn.
It's very fortunate that it's that is a Walther semi-automatic with a silencer on it. Do you know how many people get that wrong? How many people put a silencer on a wheel gun?
See, you would know that from doing the Hunter Show all these years.
Well, if you're around guns, you have to, but it doesn't take much to discover when the armorer in the truck decides to grab a gun because the big shootout scene's coming up, and he puts a silencer on it, and it's the wrong gun for the wrong silencer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll talk to James about it. You can mention
it
to him.
No, he's got it right here in this photo.
Okay, good. All right, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this big deal this week that Jeannie Buss selling the majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers to Mark Walther, the CEO of Diversified Holding Company, TWG, the global marketing. Mark Walther, primary owner of the Dodgers. By the way, ever notice how the Dodgers wear that G on their uniform? And I'm thinking, what does that mean? It's Guggenheim.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you know, here's a tip for you guys, for you, Fred, for you, Corey, for JD, the Padres wear an M on their uniform. You know what that stands for?
Milk.
Good guess, Corey?
Machado.
No, Motorola. They actually were the first, one of the first teams to cut a deal with a sponsor to take care of their uniforms for them. These guys change uniforms like underwear these days. They got so many different looks, and so Motorola provides that in addition for that patch. So that's a big Motorola there.
Speaking about the uniforms, I found out that the Dodgers are undefeated in those City Connect ones.
I hate the
ones we don't like.
Man, the ones we hate.
That's for home games,
though. Yeah, they're undefeated, and I think they're like 6-0 or something.
The guy with the guys that wear bifocal glasses out there, you know what I'm talking about. The number is a zero, and it comes down to the zero. Where is the bottom half of the zero? Where's the lower half of the five or the three? These City Connect uniforms. I haven't seen one team that I like. Have you, Fred, or you, Corey?
No, I'm opposed to anybody screwing around with the classic uniforms.
I liked, 2 years, Arizona had one. They had, like, the tan one with serpentines on the front, but those were the only ones I liked.
Thank you, Corey. It's good. Corey, who bears a striking resemblance to Andy Pahe, I'm telling you, he's pretty good. So we talked about this Laker big deal, the sellout, and last week on the show, we started talking about this new Netflix series. It was called Running Point, and Jeannie Buss, I noticed it was a characterization of her and her family, and then I noticed she's executive producer, and I'm thinking, why would you produce something like this? Well, our crack production staff went into it here, and Corey, you found out that Jeannie was a little frustrated. She was excluded from that HBO's Winning Time series that was out there, so she developed her own show inspired by her own experiences as the Lakers controlling owner and partner partnering with Linda Rambis. And so Running Point was born. It's a 10-episode show on Netflix. We're going to plug it so much, it's probably going to be, everybody's going to watch every episode tonight. Isla Gordon is the character that's supposed to be Jeannie Buss, played by Kate Hudson. And Isla's not directly her, but the show mirrors her real challenges, navigating a male-dominated NBA front office, managing a family-run business, asserting authority in the wake of her father's passing. Have you seen it at all, Fred, Corey?
I've not seen it. I didn't even know it existed. It's being streamed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix. So, and by the way, I'm just going to throw my two cents
in. Go right ahead.
Netflix is a disaster.
Really?
It's a disaster. There's nothing on there. You know, I'm trying to figure out. You know, I asked a question.
I think there's reruns of Hunter on there.
Yes, there. You know, well, you've got 15 minutes to find it.
Yeah, it's very tough to navigate some of these services, I will admit. You know, and if you have like Spectrum Cable and they're saying, now you got Disney Plus and you get ESPN Plus and you get, and then you try to figure out how to hook them up. I mean, you know, I'd rather be those pigeons that look at DirecTV and say, hey, did I just see him switch from a streaming service to a real channel?
No, it's an embarrassment, and you've got to get up in the morning, like about 5 in the morning, to try and find the station you like to watch that day.
That's it.
And, you know, they've got, I don't know how many opportunities for you. The Dodger games come on, they're going to come on, and every once in a while they'll stream it. And I get phone calls from friends of mine saying, please.
It's on Apple TV. How do I get it, Fred?
Yeah. What do I do? I said, I don't know.
Pay $8 a month for the rest of the season to catch one or two games. It's what you do.
Well, they stream it, and then sometimes, like yesterday, it was on HBO, but it was blacked out in the L.A. area.
Wait a minute. The Dodger game was on HBO? Yeah,
the Dodger game was being played on HBO, but you couldn't.
What is that all about?
I have no idea, but it was blacked out anyway.
You sure your cable box isn't out of whack?
I don't think so.
There's nothing on TV anyway. And
there's a Hunter, Fred. I think Hunter is still on TV.
Well, of course.
It's on the Roku channel everywhere.
That's very well worth watching.
I look at you every night. I turn the Roku channel on, I see it, and there you are right there, you and Stephanie on that shield. But what's your idea? Give it to us.
I want to watch Charlie Chan movies. I want to watch him because I watched him when
Charlie
I was
Chan
a 10-year-old kid in 1956, and I've fallen in love with him. And
haven't they outlawed the Charlie Chan movies, Corey? Are they?
Yeah,
not
because it's racist, right?
That's what they probably say. But it was a huge franchise of movies.
It's still available, but you can't get it. You have all the money.
I bet you can.
I'll bet you Jeannie Buss cannot get that show.
I bet she could. She might even have it on her show there on her new TV show. She might have Running Point. So the series, by the way, draws on Jeannie's life. We mentioned that family power struggles, conflict with her brothers, romantic and professional dynamics. I only watched 2 episodes so far, but apparently real life experiences, including her relationship with Phil Jackson, eventual rise. It's going to be a good show, I'm sure. But
why?
Pepperdine.
Why? Read the Herald Examiner.
I'm sure they. I was scratching my head, Fred. Seriously, I don't know why. All I could say was why.
I'll bet.
So Pepperdine University is suing Netflix and Warner Brothers Entertainment over Running Point, and they allege that there's trademark infringement. The lawsuit claims that the show's fictional team, which is the Los Angeles Waves, you get it? Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Waves basketball team, uses similar branding to Pepperdine's own Waves athletic teams, including names, logos, colors. Pepperdine also argues the show's content includes profanity and substance use, which conflicts with the university's Christian values.
Oh,
so there's
boy.
Been a lawsuit filed, am I right, Corey?
Yeah, they have a lawsuit, but Netflix stated in court that the show's team name, that it's a nod to the real-life Lakers, so they're just trying to like step around it. And they had an injunction. They said that they could still film it, so it doesn't look like Pepperdine's really going to get much out of it.
Especially now that Mark Walters can get him season tickets to the Lakers and the Dodgers.
Yeah, throw that Chinese package in there. I want that.
We'll work on it for you, Fred.
I just looked it up. It has 23 seasons.
Check the chat room. Chat, Corey, are you checking the chat room? Does anybody have questions for Fred? And by the way, maybe someone knows where you can still catch a good Charlie Chan
movie. You can go to YouTube on any computer. Go to YouTube and then put in Charlie Chan.
And you can get a movie?
And they will pop up.
There you go.
I'll watch one tonight just for you, Fred.
Solve your own. You've never seen one, have you?
I have not.
He's Master Detective.
They are hilarious. You got to watch it.
I might even watch one tonight.
Holy smokes, Pop. You are the dumbest number one son.
Okay. Thank you. Fred.
Holy smokes, Pop.
Fred has an uncanny way of you can name the TV show and he can create a scene for you like that. He's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is like, me and Charlie.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, Pop. Holy smoke, Pop. I saw him jump out window, run down beach. Go get him, you dope.
Yeah, all right. It's the Fred Dreyer Show coming to you live and direct right here from the CRN Digital Talk Studios on stations around the country. If you got some comments, we Facebook Live it. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com, and get your questions there. So we're going to get into – can we get into some baseball news here, gentlemen? Would you like to go?
Well, okay.
Okay. So Ohtani is back on the mound, as well as he was throwing sessions before the games, and they thought, well, why should we just throw sessions? Why not let him pitch an inning or two? So what was it, last Monday night that Ohtani got back up on the big hill and also got up on the pitching mound?
Yes.
Corey?
Yeah, he was the starter. He was the opener for the Monday game for the Dodgers against the Padres. He threw 28 pitches, allowing two hits and one run with no strikeouts. And then we'll probably have more.
Four walks. He didn't walk anybody.
No walks.
Fastball, 100.2 miles per hour.
Yeah, but he, the next day, struck out four times.
That's true.
First time ever as a Dodger.
Yeah, well, there's more to come. You can't split yourself in half.
You really can't. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, we have to talk about the great group of umpires we have in Major League Baseball. Whoa. You know, they keep putting that little, quadrant around the home plate area. You can see just how bad they are.
Yeah, they got a nickname for all the umpires, Blind Scotty.
We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's Epic Deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back. The one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer. J.D. Jeremy Dayton, our producer also. So Ohtani comes back Monday night, and as Corey mentioned, he threw one inning, 28 pitches, two hits, one run, no strikeouts, no walks. Fastball reached 100.2. Dave Roberts said, quoting Dave, the Dodger manager, he shows a lot more emotion. He gets frustrated when things don't go well. And then after the game, Ohtani said he wasn't quite happy with the results overall, but he said he feels good enough for the next outing. By the way, in that game, he went 2-for-4 with an RBI double in the third and an RBI single in the fourth. But the next night, Fred, you mentioned he went struck out four times.
Yep.
It's a problem.
Well, you know, so, you're standing up there, you're thinking about a lot of things, and suddenly you're in a batter's box holding a baseball bat with runners in scoring position.
Exactly.
By the way, that combination will get better as he improves his pitching, and he settles in. This was a tough couple of days for him. He was really trying to serve both ends, you know, on the offense and on the defense.
Dodgers this week playing the Padres in a big four-game series. And, you know, these are good rivalries between the Dodgers and the Padres, Dodgers, Giants, you know, Boston, New York, although that Boston, New York isn't what it used to be, especially since Boston's trading away all their good players. But in this game on Tuesday night, what a game. Dave Roberts, first off, the Dodgers, Andy Pages gets hit Monday night, and Andy Pages, the Dodgers center fielder, thought it was intentional, and then later on the next night said he didn't think it was intentional, but he was really upset. And when he came out, the manager of the Padres uttered something at him here that I didn't think was very good. What did he say, Corey?
He said,
and watch what you say here.
He was walking, and then the manager looked at him and said, "Who the F do you think you are?"
That's right.
Who said that?
The manager, Mike Schilt. Mike Schilt, the Padres manager, when Pages was upset and looking at who was on the mound?
Monday was Cease.
Cease, that's right. Cease and resist. So that's what we did. And so Cease was on the mound, and Pages was staring at him because the guy clanked him pretty well. So the Dodgers then hit Fernando Tatis with a 95.4 mile per hour baseball. And then last night, Shohei Ohtani gets smacked with a 93.8 fastball. I think like on the first or second pitch, right on the thigh. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, and it was the second pitch. The first one, it looked like he tried to hit him and missed, and then because they were both very inside, and then the second one got him.
And so the umpires get together, and they issue warnings to both teams, and Dave Roberts comes out onto the field to find out why there's being warnings, since, nothing really happened here as far as an intentional hit by the Dodgers on Tatis, but apparently it was a intentional hit on Ohtani. And the third base umpire, this moron, Trip Gibson, he's got the right name. The guy can't walk straight. That's how he got the name Trip. Trip Gibson comes off the bag, stumbles down there before Roberts gets on the field. He flags him and throws him out of the game. And all Roberts says is he already, apparently there's been some issues with this Trip Gibson. Remember earlier in the season, the Dodgers are playing the Mets at Citi Field, and Max Muncy is at third base, and the ball gets hit into right field, and the runner apparently couldn't see around Max Muncy, so the Trip Gibson called third baseman interference and awarded the run to the Mets. I mean, this Tripp Gibson is amazing. He gives not only balls and strikes away, but he also gives away runs. So there's already been a little past history with him. And Dave Roberts wanted to find out what's going on. And he gets out there, not the home plate on fire. Tripp Gibson throws him out of the game. What's this all about, Fred?
Well, this is not so much based on this play, but Tripp Gibson is a very poor official.
Yes.
And what makes people poor in this game is they can't make the right decision after they've seen it happen. And this guy is pathetic. And I'm amazed that nobody has brought up that if you're gonna come down to warn the teams from throwing at one another,
yep.
you got to just get only get the manager of the Padres and just tell him you're out of the game right now. You don't have to throw both or warn both.
Well, there's more now, Fred. So there's more. The game goes on, right? And you're heading in that right direction. And so Dave Roberts says, and by the way, it was not only Tripp Gibson, but the home plate umpire was there. Some guy named Marvin who drives a Hudson, I think is his name. An old Hudson he's got. Yeah. Marvin Hudson. And so Tripp Gibson was the umpire in the Monday night game. I'm watching that game, and the balls and strikes are so mislabeled. There's one that goes outside. He calls it a strike. There's one that hits the corner. He calls it a ball. And it's like the announcers just don't say anything. They get interrupted while they're doing the play-by-play. Oh, I guess that's a strike.
I say we go send a bus over there and pick up Angel
Hernandez,
Augie Donatelli, Lee Wire, Jocko Conlin. Come on, Frank Sicori. We need the great umpires.
We need them.
We do. And so, you, Fred, why don't you take you would be a great umpire.
I would be a great umpire.
You would not take any crap from anyone.
Just tell both umpires, both crews, at the beginning of every game that I'm behind the plate.
Yeah,
don't screw with me. I'll dump both of you. I'll throw you out of the game immediately. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start off right now by throwing you both out. You're out.
See, that's it. Exactly.
Get out of the game, and you're stupid, and let's go. Let's move on.
Let's see. I can see the announcer saying, home fire behind home plate, Rick Hunter, and you got your piece with you, you know, so if anybody gives you any problem at all, you bring in some ICE agents, and you get the guys out of the game. So here's the thing. So Roberts, after the game, is talking about it. He says that Tripp, what did I tell you his name was? Tripp Gibson.
Gibson's grandson.
He likes a Gibson. It's a great... he's who?
Hoot Gibson's grandson.
Hoot Gibson. Look that one up with Charlie Chan, everybody. That's another great Western, a Hoot Gibson Western. So that's true, by the way. I didn't know, Fred, you do your own research. That's what I love about you on the show.
I'm so full of myself. It's wonderful.
Can almost hear the bullets ricocheting right now. So Dave Roberts said, quoting now, he shows a lot more emotion. He gets frustrated talking about himself when things don't go well. He's talking about Otani here. And so, this goes back and forth, and Roberts, all he's saying is he loves consistency. If you're going to call the guys out, then call the guys out. If you're going to hit somebody, own it and say, yeah, we threw at him, and that's the deal. He's talking about the Padres manager. So, he said Andy was a little hot and hit on Monday night, and we moved on from that. He said, in that spot, we don't want a guy on base. Certainly some guy by hitting Tatis, bleeding into their middle part of the order. So he says there's no reason we hit him on base there. So and then Shohei comes up, and a base is open, and Vasquez takes one shot at him and then hits him on the next pitch. So he says, for me, if you're going to do it, own it. And there's no misfire. And I don't feel a warning on both sides was warranted, number one. So I just wanted an explanation. I wanted an explanation on the thought process. I didn't come in hot. I just wanted to know
why
they issued the warnings. Yeah, I think he did.
Yes, he did.
I think he's wrong.
I watched it.
Yeah, tell him, Fred.
But
it's the hottest I've seen him.
He was steaming when he
went, yes he was,
and before he decided to charge the mound.
Smoke coming out of the ears.
Yeah, but
was there?
But you know, basically, these umpires have what is known as epileptic vision.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, they do.
That one up, everybody. That's your third assignment, homework set.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They have a terrible aspersion for poor decision making. And nothing is being said about it. The press isn't writing about it. Why wasn't those umpires questioned by the press?
I don't know. That's another misnomer. They don't talk about this stuff. You know, Dave made some comments about it. He says, I got tossed, which I don't understand or appreciate. But then he sees, as we mentioned earlier, Mike Shildt, the Padres manager, he walks out on the field. He gets an explanation, and they don't say anything to him. So Dave says, for me, I wanted an explanation. I wanted to go on and go forward. And he says, for me, there's no consistency. It's all about lack of consistency. I'm very big on common sense. He says, for them to issue warnings, I feel a common sense for me to ask their thought process and hold them accountable to their decision. That's all I wanted to know, and that's what I'm going to stand aside. And then later on in the game, Dodger hits another Padre, and Manny Machado comes out there. This is after the warnings were made, and I kind of agree with Machado. He says, why wasn't Dodgers' Matt Sauer ejected for hitting Jose Iglesias of the Padres? And nothing was done. If the Padres say, hey, if you throw it the next guy, you're out, and then they don't enforce it, Fred.
Well, none of these guys in modern-day baseball can think for themselves. What they basically wind up having is they're behind the home plate, and they are guessing what the strike is.
They're literally guessing the way
where the ball is going or if it's going at all. And so I don't have much regard for the overview of being able to call balls and strikes today, especially today. I mean, you've got everything in your power to understand how to call a game if you're an umpire. These guys don't know how to call it with the framing. They're seeing behind the plate. They're 6 inches behind the home plate. And you can't tell me they get it wrong? You got to fire the whole lot of them.
Yeah, and who's teaching?
Believe me, folks, that's a real weakness in the Players Association.
Who teaches them? Is it the Goofy and Donald Duck school of calling balls and strikes? There was one play in that Tuesday night game. Corey, correct me if I'm wrong here. The Padres are batting. The Dodger pitcher hits one right on the inside part of the plate. It gets called a ball, and then the next pitch comes in, and the guy hits a home run. Tell me that doesn't change the outcome of a game. Am I right? Well, who was that batter? Remember?
He didn't a home run. It was actually during the Ohtani outing. It was an inside pitch should have been called a strike, but it was called a ball on Machado, and then he hit the sacrifice fly that brought Tatisian for Ohtani's first run.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
But yeah, it still was a bad call that led to a run.
It's one bad call after another, and they've got to do something about it. And you know, they say they're going to put everything electronic. Well, that's an extreme that I'm not completely comfortable with. What I want is human beings to practice their craft. And that's what they're not doing. They don't practice it. They just get out there and go, oh, that looked close. That's a strike.
You know, some of these guys get fired and they get jobs at McDonald's. Go by the drive-thru window. They'll probably have problems counting out cash, you know, because of their eyesight. They might give you back $10 instead of one. I'm telling you, it's pretty sad. And it's happening not only in this one game. It's happening consistently across the Major League Baseball. We'll take a break, wrap things up for you. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Good music there. Music provided today by the Trip Gibson Trio. Playing a little mambo music for you.
Trip is stuck on one note.
He is. Ball four. Okay, so Corey, anything coming through on the chat room? We haven't talked about any of our neighbors there tuned in here to the show. Somebody must be appalled at some of the umpiring here in baseball. Let us know if we get any kind of a shout out. And so Fred, we cover a lot of stuff here today. It's been quite
did
a week
solve
in sports.
Any, is there anything
no,
solved?
Well, yes, you did. We found out where to get the Charlie Chan movies.
All right, Hoot that's Gibson. One. That's one thing that I care about.
You Western fans can watch Hoot Gibson.
Remember Hoot? Remember what he looked like? He was about 5'6" and a half. Mm-hmm. Had a huge pot belly and a bucket hat.
Yeah.
Pointed and rounded off. The hat looked way too big for him, and it was. And that was the look he was going through, and he's always chewing on a piece of straw.
Always something.
Always a straw or grass.
Yeah, it really was. Now, I sense that I hear you smacking away there. You don't have some of Tom Brady's new GoPuff vegan gummy snacks, do you?
No, I don't. I don't.
Called goat gummies?
I don't patronize him or anybody in pro football.
So these are the Fred Dreyer goat gummies that you've got, your very own?
My girlfriend bought me this to go out in style.
What is it? What does that mean? What are these goat gummies?
Well, you know, each one of them is like 1,000 micrograms, which is 100 milligrams to you.
Of what?
Of power-packed energy B12.
It certainly is working today.
And I'm going to get on the freeway. By the time I finish, By the time I finish this, I'll be going so fast on the freeway. I'll be home in like 11 minutes.
And Fred will have forgotten his car, too, by the way. It just got a straight run. That's our show, everybody. If you miss anything, you know, let's go follow Fred on Facebook.
Not too close.
Or on X, I should say. The real Fred Dreyer on Facebook and on X, Fred _ Dreyer, and on Instagram at Fred _ Dreyer. And don't forget to email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Where are you doing this show from?
I'm down below the bench here. My brother.
You're here, but you're on the roof. Is that where you are?
Yeah, James B. He's taking care. We'll see you next week.
Keep it up.